As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, and be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, August the 31st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions each and every day. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests and show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals gain on equity market decline. Autos, housing, retail, crude, and U.S. dollar all in decline this morning. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. Peter's broke and Paul is in trouble. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Of course, we're going to the Earth Charter today, Global Wealth Redistribution Scheme. We'll look at that one more time. Going to administrative law, international law, out of our discussion of paralegals. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Tuesday, August the 31st, 2010, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold trading up $7.20 at $1,243.60. It's higher than that now. Silver this morning up 11 cents, trades at $19.15 an ounce. Platinum lost $6 so far in early trading at $1,517 an ounce, and palladium off two at $493. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,231.10 for a low, $1,246.30 for a high. Pretty nice spread laying in there, but your gold is up. At $1,243.60, it's up $292.70 an ounce year-to-year for a 30.78% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys set the price at $1,233.50, and as of airtime, it's trading at $1,245.70, up $9.30. So looks like the gold market is not paying attention to the London Bullion Market Association this morning. The SPDR gold shares holding 1,298.56 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued on State Street as it is at $51.54 billion at these spot prices. So we're seeing quite a bit of a run-up this morning in the gold prices. I hope it continues throughout the day. Silver is doing very well also. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And for all those audiences just joining us after their top of the hour news break, let's go back in and review once again our market report for this morning. Good news for the gold bugs. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up this morning at 9 o'clock, an hour ago, up $7.20. It's over $9 now. But at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was trading at $1,243.60 and moving up. Silver up 11 cents at $19.15 an ounce. Platinum off $6 at $15.17. Palladium off $2 at $493 a troy ounce. The lows and highs again in the gold spot market, $12.31.10 for a low, $12.46.30 for a high. A real nice spread shaping up right there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 141 at 10,010. The NASDAQ closed down 34 at 2120. And the S&P 500 index was off 16, closing at 1049 overnight in Europe. Not any more green ink. It was all red ink across the board. The crude oil this morning also down 0.97 or 97 cents a barrel. Trades at $73.73 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning not spared either, down 3 basis points. Trades at 83.14 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange market. The Canadian loonie this morning off 40 basis points at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 47 basis points, yet still exchanges at 8 cents U.S. You get 13.2143 pesos per dollar. So just fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 40 basis points. It trades there against the U.S. dollar at $1.27. And the British pound off 59 basis points, yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.54. The big winner today and all of last week has been the Swiss franc, continuing its strong moves upward, up another 89 basis points this morning. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 98 cents U.S., very close now to parity with the U.S. buck. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond is yielding 0.49%. That's your U.S. Treasuries. You can pick them up for about $100, I guess. Buy a bond if you want to have bonded indebtedness. Most of the people in Europe and Asia are no longer interested in our bonds, however, and I don't know why at 0.49% you would be either, but that is the yield. The 10-year this morning yields 2 points higher than that at 2.49%, and the 30 is at 3.55%. So there's your U.S. Treasuries in the mortgage market. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgages this morning moved down from 4.04%, continuing to entice buyers into the marketplace. It's not working, though, but it moves down from 4.04% a month ago to 3.85%. That's right. You can get a 15-year mortgage at 3.85%. Of course, you'll have to pay points and origination fees and things like that on top of it. But that's not a bad rate for a mortgage if you need one. And the 30-year, of course, moves down from 4.56 to 4.35% this morning, and the prime rate stands at 3.25%. Consumer confidence seems to be on everybody's mind. I've been waiting for the final report to come out, but it doesn't seem to want to come up. It just keeps giving me the consensus. It won't give me the full meal deal, so we'll have to take the consensus and run with it. This off of Econo Day. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index slipped to 50.4, whatever that means. These are just numbers. You know, economists love numbers and charts. Anyway, it slipped to 50.4 in July from an upwardly revised 54.3 in June, which was initially reported at 52.9, parenthetically, they say. All right, so what did they just tell you? What they just told you is that they revised these numbers. All right, so whatever numbers you hear today, forget about it. You're going to have to wait a month or two and look backwards in your rearview mirror to get the real deal. But this is the kind of numbers that influence the marketplace, and so we look at it. The latest decrease was led by a drop in expectations to 66.6. 666. Down from 72.7 in June, but the present situation sub-index also declined to 26.1 from 26.8. What does all that mean to you? Not much. Not to me either. Looking ahead, they say, we already have an indication from the final August Consumer Sentiment Index from the Reuters University of Michigan. The August sentiment reading was up only marginally at 68.9%, or at 68.9. It's not even a percentile. It's just a point. From its July full-month reading, all of this, just take it this way, the level remains quite low. Consumer confidence, not there. There's no confidence in this con game. The ICSC Goldman store sales tell us a little bit more. The chain store sales rose 0.1% in the August 28 week. Now, 0.1%, you've got a dollar, and it's up a penny. All right? Not too promising. Ending 4 weeks of decline. So for 4 weeks, they were down, and then they were up one penny, or 0.1%. That's not too cool. Anyway, the year-on-year pace at plus 2.8% is up 0.5 in the week, but it's still on the soft side. The four-week average for the year-on-year pace at plus 3% is down 0.3 in the week and is the softest since late June. So the more we read these kind of reports and put them out to you, to your ears, my lips to your ears, the more we read about this stuff, the more we can understand it. But it takes time. We're looking at the economist language. It's kind of like getting involved with the legal community. You know, these are all this obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntacticians. And if you can make sense out of it, you're better off than I am. The report says, however, that warm weather continues to hurt demand for fall. Last year it was the winter, the cold, then it was the rain, the soggy season, the dry season, the drought, the heat. They're looking for anything. They're drawing straws. They're firing blanks. The report says warm weather continues to hurt demand for fall and back-to-school apparel. The Red Book is up at 8:55, and let's just jump right to the Red Book. Here's the Red Book. Got a variety of different people that report on what's happening in the stores. Chain store sales improved slightly in the August 28th week, according to the Red Book tally, which shows a plus 3% year-on-year pace plus a 2.6% pace in the prior week, yet the trend is very steady, showing a four-week average of 2.8% over the past 2 weeks and 2.9% over the 5 weeks prior. Red Book sees month-to-month sales rising 1% in what is a positive indication for the X-Auto and the X-Gas category of the monthly retail sales report. So I guess all the young people got their Trapper Keepers and their backpacks and their Sharpie markers and their orange-handled scissors and all the things that they're forced to buy in order to attend school in America, just so that Wally World and some of the other big-box stores have a little bit of money in their pockets. Well, here's another one. Let's go and talk about gold rallying this morning. Gold rallying the $1,500 bubble as Soros's bubble inflates. Investors are accumulating enough bullion to fill Switzerland's vault twice over. As gold's most accurate forecasters say, the longest rally in at least 9 decades, that would be 90 years, folks, has further to go no matter what the economy holds. You ain't seen the end of this one yet, all right? Once again, the longest bull rally in 9 decades. Analysts raised their 2011 forecast more than for any other precious metal the past 2 months, predicting a 10th annual advance. Data compiled by Bloomberg shows the most widely held option on future gold traded in New York is for $1,500 an ounce by December. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of course, we don't want our audience hanging themselves in the hall closet this morning, but we'll continue for a bit more with the economic news. Either a swift economic recovery or further dismal economic performance should bring new buyers into the market. This is the gold market, said Eugene Weinberg, an analyst at Commerce Bank AG in Frankfurt, who was the most accurate forecaster in the first quarter and expects the metal to rise as high as $1,400 next year. Might be a low figure. Might be a low figure, but it'd be very nice to see $1,400 gold. I'd sure like to see $50 silver. How about you? A stronger economy would create more jewelry demand. If the economy stays weak or gets worse, then investors will be looking for that safe haven. Of course, people do look at gold as a safe haven for their investments. And as this article shows, there's not very many other places that you can put your money these days. Home prices, off Bloomberg, probably cooled. U.S. consumer sentiment languished. Timothy R. Homan, how appropriate, have him write this article. He writes it on August the 30th. What a wonderful date that is. The rebound in the U.S. home prices probably slowed. An economist unexpectedly reported. While consumer confidence, it's a confidence gain, all right, languished. Languished. On a hot day, that's what you do down near the stream with a tall, tall, cool glass of sweet tea. All right? Languishing. Near a five-month low, indicating threats to the economic recovery are mounting, economists said before reports today. Property values in 20 cities climbed 3.5% in June from the same month last year. Now, what's that climbing in price doing? It's indicating that there is inflation. You can't throw trillions of dollars into the marketplace and expect everything to remain flat. But, you know, it's no benefit to you when the prices or property values climb, because as soon as your property values climb, the assessor's office takes notice of that and they increase your property taxes. But tarts. Another report may show sentiment stagnated in August, all right? Record foreclosures, unemployment near a 26-year high, and a plunge in sales following the end of a government tax credit will probably pressure home values in the coming months, no doubt about that. Further erosion in home equity may undermine American confidence and limit consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of the economy. Now, wait a minute, I thought it was warmer weather. I thought it was a drought in Russia. I thought it was too much rain in Pakistan. Well, no, that's not it. It's further erosion in home equity, undermines American confidence, and limits their spending. The housing market, here's a quote, is in the midst of a double-dip recession, with sales declining and prices likely to. Said Guy Labash, the chief fixed income strategist at the Jenny Montgomery Scott LLC in Philadelphia. Well, we don't know if that's a credible organization or not, but you know what they like to do in America, experts say. So they're using Guy Labas, plugging his company here, as the expert. Consumers, here's the rest of the quote, consumers are in a state of repairing their balance sheets. That's not something that Benjamin Bernanke knows how to do, but apparently, I mean, what is that doing? What are we even hearing about here? Consumers are in a state of repairing their balance sheet. That means you've got your head down, your calculator out, you're looking at your checking account, and you're going, oh, my God. In the process, they're in the state of repairing their balance sheet. What's that? Scotch tape or something? I don't know. It would be fairly problematic for consumer spending if there was another home price decline. Fairly problematic. Well, better watch out. The home price data from the S&P, Case-Shiller, are due at 9 o'clock. We just gave them to you. Estimated range from an increase of 2.5% to 4.2%. They didn't make it. It'd be the first time the measure failed to improve since a 19% drop the year ended in January 2009. Consumer confidence, a report from the Consumer Confidence Board, a New York-based research group, will show its sentiment gauge was little changed. Little changed. Ain't gonna be no change. Like I said, robbing Peter to pay Paul? Well, Peter's broke, and Paul is now in trouble. The year-over-year gauge provides better indications in trend prices. The group has said the panel includes Carl Case and Robert Shiller, of course. That's why they call it the Case-Shiller Index. Builders, such as KB Home and Lennar Corporation, reported sales drops of after April the 30th, the deadline for buyers to sign purchase contracts and qualify for tax credits worth as much as $8,000. There's your tax. There's your tax dollars at work, folks. Underwriting and subsidizing somebody else's home. The deadline, and who benefits there? Well, of course, it's KB Home and Lennar Corporation, the big home builders. They're the ones that benefit there. The government pays $8,000 a part of your purchase contract, and these guys take the money to the bank, and we take it in the shorts. The deadline to close transactions originally set for June the 30th was extended to September 30th. Free money in America. Sign up for it. No more incentives. Donald Tomnitz. What a name. I'd like to be in grade school with that. Hi, what's your name? My name is Tomnitz. Nine times you get pantsed in the bathroom for that one. Chief Executive Officer of the D.R. Horton Incorporated, the second largest U.S. home builder by revenue, said he welcomes the end of federal incentives aimed at demand. It's always demand, you know. But he says he welcomes the end of federal incentives. This guy's got his brain on. Quote, I don't want the tax credit to be reenacted or recreated or extended, Tomnitz said on an August the 3rd conference call with investors. We want to get back to a normalized market. There's intelligence for you. You get all the stimulus out of it. You get all the ups and downs out of it. You get all the people out of the market and let the market deal with itself. It's going to go to wherever down it goes, and then it's going to come back up gradually. But you can't keep throwing money into automobiles and houses, government stimulus money, because it just always postpones the damage. It just goes down the road a month or two, or as some people say, you kick the can further down the road. Purchases of new homes plunged in July to a record low, and the median price was the lowest level since 2003. Well, there's more to that article. U.S. auto sales may hit a 28-year low as discounts flop. All right, free money. It ain't working, folks. It ain't working. Not only are the people wising up, but all the suckers are already in the game. The rest of us are sitting back, scratching our heads, wondering when this insanity is going to stop. Keith Naughton and Tim Higgins, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, U.S. auto sales in August probably were the slowest for the month in 28 years. This is not a small dip, all right? Why don't they just say it? Just come on out and say it. Throw the R word away and let's just talk about depression here, all right? Depression and the scotch, even at this time of the day. Anyway, the U.S. auto sales in August probably were the slowest for the month in 28 years as model year closeout deals failed to entice consumers concerned the economy is working and they may lose their jobs. You see, so the auto companies, they don't ever learn. You know, they're like a small-town football coach, you know. Right up the middle for 3 yards, damn the consequences. They don't care if Johnny gets a broken collarbone and Jimmy gets a broken thumb. They're just going right straight up the middle for 3 yards, all right? They never do make their goal. Why is that? Well, because every single year, they redesign, redevelop, and redeploy a new style for the automobile, and as a result, it costs a whole lot more to make those cars. You know, Ford had it right. How long was the Model A on the market? And then they came out with what, the T? Or what, it's the other way around, Model T, then the Model A? I don't remember. That was before I was born. But why do we change automobiles every year? Why is there every color in the rainbow, you know? Just black. That's all right. It's an automobile. Paint it black. Let's get it out on the street. And then give it out at a price, you know, put it on the street at a price that people can afford. A second mortgage, a third mortgage, a fourth mortgage, just to buy an automobile. People are saying no, they ain't doing it. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So if we can't get anywhere in America with homes and we can't get anywhere with automobiles, I guess we could all just, you know, go out and have an evening at the movies and have a box of popcorn. Well, no. Summer movie box office attendance falls to the lowest since 1997. This is by Michael White. Yesterday's news off of Bloomberg. Summer movie attendance fell to the lowest level since 1997, while soaring ticket prices produced record revenue for Hollywood studios and theater owners. Oh, okay. Always they get the money, we get the shaft, right? The number of tickets sold from the first weekend of May through the U.S. Labor Day holiday is expected to drop 2.6% to $552 million. So how does Hollywood respond? Well, of course, they jack up the prices. That would be the lowest attendance since summer moviegoers bought 540.3 million tickets in 1997. Quote, the movies just didn't excite people the way they needed to, close quote, said Paul Durgarabedian. I should try that one again. Paul Durgarabedian, the president of Hollywood.com box office. If they get rid of Paul here, they probably have greater ticket sales. But, quote, when you raise the prices and perceive that quality goes down, you have a major problem. That's right. That's right. quality of the movies offered these days. It's a surprise that anyone even bothers to go. But summer box office revenue will rise 2.4% to a record of 4.35 billion stupid Americans in the U.S. and Canada, as higher prices more than make up for the lower attendance. You see how they do that? All right, jack up the ticket sales and compensate for lower attendance. Only the very rich and wealthy and well-to-do and well-off and well-adjusted can go to the movies, and everybody else gets to stay home. The average ticket price will increase 5.1% to 7.88. I should say it right, Will. $7.88 to go to a movie. Folks, I hate to tell you, it's rather embarrassing. But when I was a wee one, we used to go to the matinees. And if you wanted to go to the matinees, all you had to do was bring an empty Ed's Bakery bread bag. An Ed's Bakery bread bag in Fairbanks, Alaska. All the young kids could come into the matinees. And all you had to do was bring an empty bag of Ed's Bakery bread and put it in the box, and you got into the theater for free. Yep, that's right. Higher prices for 3D movies, including Toy Story 3 and Shrek Forever After. It's no surprise they can't get people to come to the theater with that kind of an offering. Help lift the revenue. Theaters charge an extra $3 or more for three-dimensional showing. Well, I guess a dollar for each dimension, I guess. Three-dimensional showing. They charge an extra $3. I don't know why. Why would you pay it? Studios released 7 sequels this summer, fewer than the 10 that came out during the summer of 2009, according to Hollywood.com. Well, they get, I guess, what they've got coming to them. Got some other information I think I would rather go into, though, at this point. It's enough of the news for the news day today. Let's see if I can pull this up and have it come succinct. It did. Excellent. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about the Earth Charter Initiative. This is off the earthcharterinaction.org website. I recommend that you take a look at it. Remember, what is the Earth Charter? And understand how much it impacts you and me, no matter where we are. This is the website, and it's just opened up for me, earthcharterinaction.org. And it says, the Earth Charter Initiative. The Earth Charter Initiative is an extraordinarily diverse global network of people, organizations, and institutions that participate in promoting and implementing the values and principles of the Earth Charter. Capital E, capital C, Earth Charter. The initiative is a broad-based, voluntary civil society effort. Civil society effort. All right. Roman civil law, juris civilis, broad-based. Isn't that what we were talking about with our broad-based ecosystem management, the coastal and marine spatial planning, again, a United Nations initiative? Voluntary. It's all based upon voluntary compliance. You will comply voluntarily. Participants include leading international institutions, national governments, and their agencies. Talked about agency yesterday. We know about international institutions like the United Nations and others. University associations. How many times do we have to tell you that the academia is not your friend? These are the change agents. These are the ones that are destroying the minds of the young people and advancing the Edward Bernays School of Propaganda right on in your family. Non-government organizations, those are your NGOs, all right? Non-government organizations, that's like the World Wildlife Federation, the Sierra Club, the Bugs and Bunny groups, and all the rest of them. And community-based groups, that would be, you know, Barry the Usurper and the community organizations and community organizers and the Saul Alinsky, you know, Zionist terrorists that are all over the United States, plus AIPAC and others. And the city governments, all right, so we talked about municipal governments yesterday. Faith groups, you can't get away from this. It's in your churches, true. These are all these Christian Zionists and the Islams and the rest of them. Schools, yeah, that's right. It's your grade schools as well. And businesses, as well as thousands of individuals. You think they've pretty well got this one, this roadmap covered? I do. And yet we don't talk too much about the Earth Charter. And it's a shame. We really do need to focus a little bit more on the Earth Charter, at least come back to it from time to time. So I'm going to share a little bit from it right now. This is the Earth Charter, and if you go again up to the earthcharterinaction.org website, you can see a copy of it right there. You don't need to send anybody $5 to pick it up. You can get it for yourself. You can download the entire Earth Charter in any language that you prefer, because this is a global agenda. But here's the preamble, the Earth Charter preamble. We stand at a critical moment in Earth's history. Does it kind of sound like Martin Luther King, maybe Glenn Beck right there, maybe Barry the Usurper, maybe George Soros, maybe Murray Strong? Well, here it is. We stand at a critical moment in Earth's history, a time when humanity must choose its future. It's like, I could just do this as a Roosevelt thing. As the world becomes increasingly... Well, all right, that sounded more like John Kennedy. As the world becomes more increasingly interdependent and fragile, interdependence, all right, take it right back to the Russian Constitution, and fragile, the future at once holds great peril and great promise. This, of course, is penned up by the Rockefellers, Nelson and David. To move forward, we must recognize that in the midst of a magnificent diversity of cultures and life forms, we are all one human family. And remember, our humans and other animals. That's how they really think of you, humans and other animals. And, of course, you can't be a human. You can't raise yourself from an animal into a human unless you've been politically socialized. All right? We got that right out of a political science textbook. All right, so humans and other life forms. And life forms, we are one human family and one Earth community with a common destiny. We must join together to bring forth a sustainable global society founded on respect for nature. People keep talking about sustainable as if this was something good. I mean, tell you, track out your roots, you know. A sustainable global society founded on respect for nature. That's biocentrism, by the way. Universal human rights. Have you ever read the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? What the United Nations gives you in their Universal Human Declaration of Human Rights. They take it all back in the last clause, by the way. You have all these rights as long as you pay attention and voluntarily comply with the will of the dictator. Economic justice and a culture of peace. A culture of peace. It's like in a petri dish, you know. Towards this end, it is imperative that we, the peoples of the earth, declare our responsibility to one another, to the great community of life, and to the future generations. They carry this thing around in an ark, you know. They do. I've got this, like, Chittimwood box, you know, they carry it around like an ark. A bunch of these globalists, you know, and green freaks, they got, you know, like, it's like bringing the queen in on a cart, you know, or what do they call those things? Can't think of the name. But they carry it around. It's the ark of the new covenant. Here it is. Earth, our home. Humanity is part of a vast, evolving universe. I always got to underline that evolving. You know, if you don't bring Charles Darwin into every discussion, it's just not complete. All right? Humanity is part of a vast, evolving universe. Earth, our home, is alive with a unique community of life. The forces of nature make existence a demanding and uncertain adventure. The forces of nature make existence a demanding and uncertain adventure. That's why FEMA has the all-hazard mitigation planning program and the multi-jurisdictional task forces, etc. That's because the forces of nature make existence a demanding and uncertain adventure. That's why the insurance companies make so blessed much money off of selling catastrophe bonds, as if you were able to somehow, through insurance companies, indemnify yourself against all that the Creator can throw at you. Well, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So just trying to keep our stomachs settled down and our breakfast settled, going back into this Earth Charter here. I just want to lay this out again. It's not altogether too bloody long, but it's certainly a nasty thing to read at this time of day. Okay, again, humanity is a part of a vast evolving universe. Earth, our home, is alive with a unique community of life. The forces of nature make existence a demanding and uncertain adventure. But Earth, take your birth certificate out, look down on the bottom. Is there a guarantee there? Maybe flip it over on the back, look at the back. Was there a warranty? No, yeah, there isn't. Some of these socialist batards somehow or another think there is. The forces of nature make existence a demanding and uncertain adventure. It also makes life enjoyable living. I guess they haven't figured that one out. But Earth has provided the conditions essential to life's evolution. Again, you know, I think they get royalties every time they sell a copy of Darwin's writings. The resilience of the community of life and the well-being of humanity depend upon preserving a healthy biosphere with all its ecological systems, be like air conditioning and things like that. The Biosphere Project, that was NASA, never a straight answer from NASA for their biosphere. With all of its ecological systems, did I tell you that I interviewed one of the NASA astronauts on air? A woman, by the way, who was part of the first crew that lived in the Biosphere Project. She went in by one, and she walked out as by two. She got pregnant in the process. I guess it was so back to Eden that she just couldn't contain herself, and so she hooked up with one of the other astronauts. They're still married, by the way, with children. But I guess a little bit more frolicking going on in the laboratory there in the Biosphere. But nevertheless, the biosphere with all its ecological systems, well, one of the problems that they had inside of the biosphere was carbon dioxide. That's right. carbon dioxide, that evil gas, you know. Seems that they didn't have enough carbon dioxide, and they weren't able to maintain high enough levels of carbon dioxide for everything to be happy, healthy, and fertile. Why? Because the concrete was absorbing all of the excess carbon dioxide. So I guess the answer for Al, you know, I invented the internet, and I invented man-made global warming, Al Gore. The answer, Al, is not to tax us, it's to pave all of Arizona. You pave Arizona, and it'll become a biosink for all of our excess. We don't have to sequester carbon dioxide. We just have to continue building concrete highways. Build more cities, Al. That's the answer. But they don't study, so they don't know. The global environment, with its finite resources, is a common concern of all people. Finite resources. We only have so many resources. It's finite, all right? So the protection of Earth's vitality, diversity, and beauty is a sacred trust. It's a sacred trust. There's a finite number of trees. There's a finite number of blades of grass, apparently, in these people's minds. There's a finite number of seeds. Well, there will be if Monsanto has their way about it. The global situation, the dominant patterns of production and consumption are causing environmental devastation. Of course, these are not the ones that are taking the big leap. You're not going to find the United Nations people jumping into the Grand Canyon, for instance, to rid the Earth of excess population. That they are proposing is that you jump in. An unprecedented rise in human population has overburdened ecological and social systems. Well, these are the people that champion for, you know, abortion and things like that, and birth control and masturbation circles for grade schoolers. The foundations of global security are threatened. These trends are perilous, but not inevitable. The challenges ahead? The choice is ours. Form a global partnership, that's a new world order, to care for Earth and one another, and that's capital E, Earth, by the way. Capital E, Earth, didn't come on the scene until quite recently. It was always a lowercase e before. So they elevated the capital E, Earth, to a capital, and they took away the capital N, Negro, and made the capital N, Negro, into a lowercase b, Black. Put them down the same level as the lowercase w, white, and Earth trumps man in that scenario. And one another, or risk the destruction of ourselves and the diversity of life. Fundamental changes are needed in our values, our institutions, and our ways of living. And it's your way of life that's being targeted here. We must realize that when basic needs have been met, human development is primarily about being more, not having more. You see, this is the foundation of what we see happening in America today and in Europe and England too. You probably heard out of Davos, Switzerland, and some of these other think tank groups that what we're going to do in Europe is we're going to initiate austerity programs, and they're instituting austerity programs here in the United States. You see, it's not about having more. It's about being more. This is this Auguste Comtean altruism, living for others, living for others. We have the knowledge and technology to provide for all and to reduce our impacts on the environment. The emergence of a global civil society, watch that one now, watch that one, 14th Amendment, citizens across the planet. The emergence of a global civil society is creating new opportunities to build a democratic, you just say socialism there, okay? A socialist and humane world. We take such good care of the puppies at the humane shelter, and then we throw our babies in the garbage can. That's what we do in America. Our environmental, economic, political, social, and spiritual challenges are interconnected. And that's what we call the Global Council of Churches, the International Council of Churches. Spiritual challenges are interconnected. Of course, you know, Glenn Beck and those guys, they don't like the Muslims. Of course, the Muslims aren't too much fans of the Jews either. And, you know, Catholics don't like either group. And the Protestants wish they'd all just leave. But anyway, universal responsibility. Oh, I should finish this one out because it's too good. And spiritual challenges are interconnected, and together we can. That's right, together we can. That was Barry the Usurper's campaign slogan. Together we can forge inclusive solutions. You know, when you say the word forge, unfortunately, in this crowd, what you're doing is you're invoking that beautiful piece of stained glass work, Sidney and Beatrice Webb up there, George Bernard Shaw, and they're all standing at the standing around an anvil, a big iron, you know, an anvil, and they've got their hammers and things like that, and they're swinging their hammers, you know, on the anvil. But what's sitting on the anvil? The Earth, the planet Earth. They're forging inclusive solutions. It's going to include you, and it's going to include me, and none will escape. None will escape. GIS, GPS, global governance systems embrace us all. Universal responsibility. To realize these aspirations, we must decide to live with a sense of universal or Catholic. Anytime you see that word, universal and Catholic, it's the same word, actually. Universal responsibility. Look it up for yourself in the dictionary. Don't take my word for it. To realize these aspirations, we must decide to live with a sense of universal responsibility. That's why they have the Green Pope this time. Identifying ourselves with the whole Earth community. That's kind of like the whole Earth catalog. Well, funny. It was out of the whole Earth catalog that a lot of this stuff came into existence. We've talked about that before. Go back and look at Ian McCarg. Ian McCarg, Design with Nature. He was kind of like the Bible for the planners, the global planners. We are at once citizens of different nations. Isn't that the truth? How many dual citizen Israelis are there in this country anyway? We are at once citizens of different nations. That would be Kenya, the United States, where else did he? Indonesia. Citizens of many nations and of one world, in which the local and global are linked, all right? The local and global are linked. Now, we become vocal local, as I've said before, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, because we understand this local to global transition and their action plans. It always starts at the global level, at the great think tanks, at the United Nations plenariums and symposiums, and then it comes down to a local action. And it's at that point that we can be most effective, blocking the globalist agenda by refusing to give voluntary compliance to their agenda, and we just simply say no to globalism. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
And be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. units. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflower XL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, or you know, this is a Tuesday. This is Tuesday, August the 31st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, always news, lots of that. Hard facts, where when we can find them, and workable solutions. Also, let's see what we got going on here. All kinds of things going on over here. Let's jump over here and take a look at this and say, no, we don't want any of this. Bear with me, folks. This thing is trying to do something. Cancel that. Plant that. We don't want that. Hold on a second here. We're trying to do all kinds of stuff. Yes, that's true. That's close out there. Close that. Yes! Get rid of it. This guy's trying to give me trouble. I hate these automatic computers. Yeah, okay, well, we're all back together again. All right, back into it. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, don't buy a Hewlett-Packard computer loaded with Windows number 7. Anywho, let's go back into it again. Looking at the last little bit here of the Earth Charter. The Earth Charter. Next, we're going to go into international law for a few minutes. But the closure here of the Earth Charter is a universal responsibility. Again, to realize these aspirations, we must decide to live with a sense of universal or Catholic responsibility, identifying ourselves with the Whole Earth Catalog or the Whole Earth Community, as well as our local communities. All right, we identify ourselves with the Whole Earth Community, as well as our local communities. I've got to say communities twice in one sentence. It was hard to do, but they were able to craft it. We are at once citizens of different nations and of one world in which the local and global are linked. The local and global are linked. For that, you go back up to the Tavistock Institute and the Smith Institute and find out about localism, the new version, dusted off, refreshed, and brought into the 21st century. All right? We are at once citizens of different nations and of one world in which the local and global are linked. Of course, you can look at the World Job Bank there. You can ask yourself, well, why are they having so much trouble in Arizona about illegal aliens flooding across their southern border? Why does Babu have to fight off the drug lords in the national park there? Well, it's because, you see, it's because we're at once citizens of different nations and of one world. Unfortunately, the local governors haven't figured it out yet. Actually, they have. I think Brian from Arizona was right. They're trying to drum up business for their local prison or penal colonies. But nevertheless, if we can't wrap our minds around the fact that we have the United Nations Agenda 21 and their International Migration and Development Agenda operative on the world at the same time that we live on it, then we're not going to understand why our borders remain wide open and why they will remain wide open as long as the United Nations is allowed to sit over there on the river. It would have been an ideal target on September the 11th. Why they went after the Twin Towers, I don't know. I guess it's multiple targets, but certainly it would have been far more effective if we would have just brought down the United Nations building and then just pushed it over the edge. Anyway, we come back to this again. It says, we are at once citizens of different nations. And, of course, you can be a dual citizen of Israeli and hold the highest posts in the United States government. And of one world order, a new world order, in which the local and the global are linked. All right? It's the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. Everyone shares responsibility for the present and the future well-being of the human family. Everyone shares the responsibility, but in this new world where everyone can play and everyone can win, we have forgotten about accountability. Yes, we know that we all have the responsibility, but no one's being held accountable. There is no calling to account. The spirit of human solidarity and kinship with all of life is strengthened when we live with a reverence for the mystery of being. Well, we'll pick up the mystery of being on the other side.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so even though we have long had a prohibition, you know, against the establishment of a religion in this country, and for good reasons, all that was swept aside with the United Nations 1948 and forward. The Earth Charter changes the whole dynamic. Now we have establishment and state support for a global religion, the new green religion. And here it is, the spirit of human solidarity and kinship with all life is strengthened when we live with reverence for the mystery of being, gratitude for the gift of life, and humility regarding the human place in nature. We urgently need a shared vision of basic values, you know, those core values that Jorge Bush used to talk about while they were killing the Iraqis. Basic values to provide an ethical foundation. You know, there's spiritual and secular. So this is the ethical side of that. This is ethics. This is what the attorneys bring to the courtroom. An ethical foundation for the emerging world community, right? The new world order. Therefore, together, together in hope, hope, hope. Together in hope, we affirm. They don't swear, they affirm. They affirm the following interdependent principles for a sustainable way of life as a common standard by which the conduct of all individuals, careful now, by which the conduct of all individuals, organizations, just like the Noahide laws, you know, it's like the book of Leviticus, this is the Ten Commandments coming on you and at you. A common standard by which the conduct of all individuals, organizations, businesses, governments, and transnational institutions is to be guided and assessed. Of course, your assessor's office assesses your property and then levies a tax, right? Penalties, exactions of all kinds, that's your equal rights. And we have equal rights, and these are the rights that we have. These are the principles. Now, it's a long document. I don't want to go through all of it. I'll just go through the next one, the principles. Respect and care for the community of life, and community organizers, communitarians, all right? Communism, socialism. Communitarianism really is about the best way to look at it. It's positivism, actually, but we'll just run with it the way it's presented. Respect Earth and life in all its diversity. We're going to respect, capital E, Earth, okay? And life, of course, the Catholics are, you know, they aspire towards Mary. Mary, you know, is Queen of Heaven. Isis, she does it all, you know. But recognize, A, that all beings are interdependent. And every form of life has value regardless of its worth to human beings. Every form of life has value regardless of its worth to human beings. Viruses and things like that, you know. Cancer cells. And affirm faith in the inherent dignity of all human beings. See, there's a real problem here. Notice, you know. All men are created. Doesn't come into this. All men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. You get the creator out of this. You set that aside. I don't care how you define it, because I'm rather deist myself, but I don't care how you define it. But you take the creator of the universe out of this matrix and start going this way, and you no longer have any of those inalienable rights, those unalienable rights, rights that cannot be severed from you. All of your rights will be coming from government. Again, affirm faith in the inherent dignity of all human beings and in the intellectual, artistic, ethical, and spiritual potential of humanity. They haven't any of these, but they have the potential for them, much as a rock might have the potential if we waited another 2 or 3 billion years. Care, this is number two, the point number two, care for the community of life with understanding, compassion, and love. Kind of makes me want to get my finger bells out, maybe a chiffon robe, perhaps my Birkenstock sandals. Except, with the right to own, manage, and use natural resources comes the duty to prevent environmental harm and to protect the rights of people. All right? All right? Seems like we have someone back in the chat room. I think I know who he is, too. Anyway, we'll take care of that in a moment. Build the democratic societies that are just, participatory, sustainable, and peaceful. You get this right out of your daily newspaper. You get this right out of the Time magazine. They don't call it the Earth Charter when you're reading it, but they're implementing it right around you. Ensure that communities at all levels guarantee human rights and fundamental freedoms. That's the four freedoms, right? Human rights, rights, rights. Title 42, USC 42, what is it, 1984? Type that one into your browser. And bring up that little section, 42 U.S.C. 1984. There's your human rights for you. There's your equal rights. Ensure that communities at all levels guarantee human rights and fundamental freedoms and provide everyone an opportunity to realize his or her own full potential. Promote social and economic justice. Social justice, not equal justice, social justice. and economic justice. That's the transformation of wealth. That's a redistribution of your money, enabling all to achieve a secure and meaningful livelihood that is ecologically responsible. None will have any livelihood if they're not ecologically responsible. If you don't recycle, you will not have any kind of a meaningful or a secure life. Your security goes right out the door. If you don't have a smart meter on your home, if you don't turn off your washing machine at peak hours and all those sorts of things, you'll have no security and you'll have no meaningful livelihood. In fact, you'll just turn off your chip. Secure Earth's bounty and beauty for present and future generations. Recognize that the freedom of action of each generation is qualified by the needs of future generations. In other words, don't touch that. That's not for you. We're saving all of that for the future. We don't know what future or when. We don't know whether or not our race will be there, but we're going to save it all for the future. So don't touch that. You can't touch that. B, transmit to future generations values, you know, like abortion on demand and things like that, traditions, you know, like sodomy, pederphilia, and those sort of things, pederasty, and institutions, like the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, or maybe, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Defense Center, and there, Morris Lees and all those guys, transmit these institutions that support the long-term flourishing of Earth's human and ecological communities. Like Earth First, you know, the Sierra Club, the World Wildlife Federation, the Nature Conservancy. And then in order to fulfill these broad commitments, it is necessary to, and then it goes on, talks about ecological integrity and things like that. Well, so what has all this got to do with our studies? Well, it's got this to do with that. In that when, as we look at a paralegal, legal research and writing for paralegals, this book we've been talking about, Deborah E. Bouchot, Little Brown and Company, a textbook, softbound, but some 600 pages. It really lays out the meat and potatoes of just who runs, actually, the law office, not the lawyer, not the attorney. They're usually playing golf, right? Or taking their clients to lunch someplace, or their secretary out in their new sports car. It's generally the paralegal that does all the heavy lifting, so we'll pick it up right there, right after this.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Tong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Tong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Tong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Tong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Tong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So we looked at administrative law and municipal law yesterday just a little bit. We're going to take an overview now of international law, again, from the lens, if we can, from the paralegal. These are the people that have to go out and do all of the research whenever court cases or letters or clients' needs demand such. And they do most of the heavy lifting around the law office, it appears to me. And this is what Deborah Bouchot in her book Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals on page 351, section D of the chapter Special Research Issues, chapter 10, says in her introduction to international law, international law is broadly defined as the law relating to relations among sovereign, key word now, 1994, sovereign nations. This is only 2 years after the United Nations Global Summit there, the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. So we were still talking about sovereign nations. People in law were still talking sovereignty. All right? International law is broadly defined as the law relating to relations among sovereign nations. Now, you can't be a sovereign nation and part of a global order at the same time. You can't serve two masters. You're going to have one sovereign global community, or you're not. You can have sovereign nations and no New World Order, or you can have the New World Order and no sovereign nations. But even in the Agenda 21 and in the International Migration and Development Agenda and many other places, when you read from the United Nations, they always talk about sovereign, independent nations, which we know better than that. None are sovereign. They're all under the crown and the parliament assembled or the Pope or both. While most individuals regard international law as the exclusive province of international lawyers, there's a lot of study that you might want to look at that too. The Bar Association, the International Bar Association, as well as our American Bar Association, and the Bar Association in your county. Again, while most individuals regard international law as the exclusive province of international lawyers and as an area of law that has no relevance to their daily lives, catch us now, international law does impact your everyday existence. You're getting some truth here, getting some truth on page 351 from Deborah in her book. For example, and this is important and it's relevant to our discussion of coastal and marine spatial planning and the exclusive enterprise zone that will go out, extend from the high water line out 200 miles. For example, the fish you order in a restaurant. I told you about going to the grocery store the other day, I think it was on Saturday. And I was looking in the frozen food section there, and all of the fish, even the fish halves and holes and things like that, and packages that you could see the actual creature, all of it was from China, Indonesia, Malaysia, all right? International fish in a local grocery store here in southwest Missouri. For example, the fish you order in a restaurant or the tuna fish you may purchase in a supermarket may have been caught in another country's economic fishing zone, 1994. Remember this? We talked about the Pew, Ocean's final report. An economic fishing zone. So we're talking about coastal and marine spatial planning. We're looking at trying to figure out what the authors of that executive order and the final report from the National Ocean Council, right? Their final report, what they meant when they were talking about customary international law. Well, we're diving into it now. These fish may have been caught in another country's economic, they don't say exclusive, but they could, economic fishing zone, and is available here pursuant to a treaty. It's here because of a treaty. You can eat, you know, Japanese caught, Alaskan salmon caught in their economic fishing zones here due to a treaty. And it's called the Convention of the Laws of the Sea and others. I should say it the way they do in Latin, inter alia. Similarly, individuals in the legal profession who practice near Canada or Mexico, now let's see, we've got the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America, CANAMEX, often need to become familiar with various aspects of international law. So she's right when she says that international law does impact your everyday existence. So we have our little basket of currencies that we report every morning that include the Canadian loonie, the Mexican peso, the euro, can't get away from that, the British pound, there's our masters, and the Swiss franc, that's where they store all the money, of course. They're bankers. Well, individuals in the legal profession who practice near Canada or Mexico often need to become familiar with various aspects of international law. And why are we studying this in the first place? So that as bloggers and as talk hosts and as individuals becoming vocal local right where you are, you can do yeoman's work if you follow the guidelines set forth for paralegals in your own research so that you bring convincing arguments with you wherever you go. One often hears that there are two branches of international law. Now, this is important. This was kind of like revelatory material produced by others in the last 2 years. Of course, it's been known in the paralegal circles for a long time. But one often hears that there are two branches of international law, public and private. Public international law, that's quote-unquote public international law, is what we typically view as international law. The conduct and regulation of nations, usually called the law of nations. The law of nations. Private international law is an older and more archaic term used primarily in Europe to describe an area of law more properly classified as, quote-unquote, conflict of laws. Hence the Hague and the courts there, etc. The black nobility of Europe. Private international law. It's the conflict of law. For example, assume a store in your city ordered a shipment of vases from France, or one of our listeners sent a guilder to me by a mail that arrived broken or missing. The issue as to which jurisdiction's law would apply, that of France or that of your jurisdiction, is a matter of private international law. Private international law. International mail tampering, or vases that were damaged in international commerce, transit. While it is true that international law is a specialized field of law and that most paralegals will not be involved in this practice area, you should become sufficiently familiar with international law sources and research procedures so, if needed, you can adequately perform a basic research task in this field. You see, this is all about research. Research. Isn't that what we call ourselves? Well, I'm an independent researcher. I do a two-hour a day, Monday through Friday radio broadcast here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Researchers. Oh, I do a blog. This is the name of my website. You can find my blogs posted over here at Blogspot or whatever, WordPress. Section 2, sources of international law. International law is derived from four sources. And if I'm going too fast for you to write it down, just realize that we have unlimited free access here to the archive. Just go back up on oraclebroadcasting.com, click on the Become or the Show Archives link on the homepage, and then when the list opens up and populates, you can click on Become Vocal Local. I believe it's still number 3 in the list. And voila, come back and transcribe portions of today's broadcast. International law is derived from four sources. Here they are. One, international conventions. For example, treaties. the convention, Barry the Usurper's executive order, gives his assent or accession to the Convention on the Law of the Sea, International Convention, for example, treaties, which set forth rules for conduct, remember our Earth Charter, expressly recognized, in other words, written, and agreed to by the signatory nations, those that signed their name. That's a real peril for us. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we have returned once again, looking at the sources of international law, four different points here. And again, this book was published in 94, so even though computers had been on the scene for quite some time, even in business offices, much was still being done with, and in fact, the CD and CD-ROMs were still relatively new, floppy disks were still widely used. We hadn't gotten to Pentium processors yet. The internet hadn't really come on the scene for the average office place at all. And so they're laying out the hard copy, really, sources that you could go to get information. Now, you can type any of these clues that we give you into your browser, and you can find the modern internet version. But as I've done that, I've found that they're all pay sites. Yeah, the information's there, but there's going to be a fee for using it. So the first one, again, these four international laws derive from four sources. One is international conventions, which we find including treaties, are they set forth rules for conduct, right? Rules for conduct, rules, regulations, agency, rules for conduct expressly recognized. In other words, they've been signed. To express a contract is to write it. It's signed. It's written. And agreed to by signatory nations. A signatory. You sign it. International custom is the second point. And that is some general practice accepted as law, or believed to be obligatory. Perception. Accepted as law. Right? We talked about legal positivism before. Whatever the prince says has the force of law, as long as the people accept it. You can make any law that you want, but a law that cannot be enforced will not be enforced, and a law that is unenforceable is not law at all. And so we found, when we were studying from the United Nations publications on marine spatial planning, but more importantly from the National Ocean Council in their final report there, they're talking also about international, customary international law. So international custom are general practices accepted as law or believed to be obligatory. Number three, general principles of law accepted by civilized nations. Key phrase there, civilized nations. Right? 14th Amendment citizen, civil, are you civilized? Socially, politically socialized beings, civilized nations. There's a difference between developing countries and the undeveloped countries. The developing countries and the developed countries, excuse me. And in the developing countries, such as China and Brazil and Russia and India, so on, the BRIC countries, they might not be considered civilized nations, but they're becoming civilized rapidly. And then there's those other nations that haven't even begun. They're still living back in the Stone Age. And as soon as they poke their heads up above the poverty line, we blow the hell out of them just to make sure they stay down there in the Stone Age and don't reproduce. Number four here is judicial decisions and the teachings of international law experts. And as we say on the broadcast, experts say. The teachings of international law experts. This is the court, you know, that the Hague, the Hague. Section 3, overview of international law research procedures. It's short. If you're presented with an international law research task, you should use the following procedure unless you know the exact source for the answer to your issue or problem. You should first, and this is where a lot of people go wrong, but you should first, quote unquote, get your feet wet by reading some basic or introductory information relating to your issue. And so many times you open a website on your browser and it's that home page that has the basic or the introductory information. And so sometimes you can get your feet wet just by looking at the homepage, but it's better to go elsewhere and get other information. Find out a little bit. Get some background. This familiarization process, she writes, will save you time by ensuring that you do not head off in the wrong direction due to a lack of understanding of the issues involved. So, you know, you can just type something into your browser and then dive in head first and find yourself, you know, 2 or 3 weeks into your research and you'll really not even understand. Let me look at all the difficulty that was had by researchers exploring the Macondo well gently weeping in the Gulf of Mexico. All of a sudden, we all had to come up to speed on deep water oil well drilling. Had to do some introductory information. Those that didn't familiarize themselves are the ones that usually went off course. This familiarization process will save you time by ensuring that you don't head off in the wrong direction. After you've familiarized yourself with the issue by reviewing some basic materials and sources, you should determine whether a treaty covers this issue and provides a definitive answer to your question. If so, you'll need to review the treaty and then determine if it's still good law. It's still good law. Just because you come up with a treaty or a charter or something like that don't assume that it's still valid, that it's still good law. It may have been repealed. It may have been drastically amended. You've got to do a little bit more homework. You're not there quite yet. And find out whether or not it is still in force. Finally, you'll need to read analyses and cases interpreting the treaty. Remember we've said about law now as we've studied this modern concept of stare decisis, common law, modernly construed, not the Blackstone version of common law, but the modern common law. We found that it's not what the legislature has written or these United Nations organs and bodies have written down in their charters or their treaties. That's not the law. It's not law until it's been interpreted by the court, until the judge says so. So to follow this research process, you need to know which sources to consult, and this chapter is going to tell us about that, the names of the sets of the books you should consult in order to perform international law legal research. Continuing, he says, there are several, this is number four, basic texts and sources. You can give us a clue. There are several sources to consult to obtain introductory information and background on international law. And this can tell you where you can get it. Law libraries usually collect all international materials together, and so you should browse the shelves in this section for other useful materials. So if you happen to live in the big city and you can find a law library, perhaps at the university near you, you could drift in there and find the information on international law and then sit down and start examining what you find. Or you can do it on the internet. Some of the better known general texts relating to international law are these. Green H. Heckworth, or Hackworth, The Digest of International Law, published in 1940. Green H. Hackworth, The Digest of International Law, published in 1940. John B. Moore, A Digest of International Law, published in 1906. You see, we're reaching back now. Francis Wharton, A Digest of International Law, 1886. And then for a modern version, or at least more modern, Marjorie Whiteman, The Digest of International Law, published 1973. So here's four places to look to get background information on some treaties and whatnot. And I would imagine that Francis Wharton's Digest of International Law, published in 1886, would reach back quite a ways, quite a ways back. The founding of this country, get us back into Blackstone territory, maybe even reaching back to Sir Edward Coke. These digests all provide excellent information relating to international law. In many ways, they resemble an encyclopedia in that they are multi-volume sets, and they're big, by the way. They're multi-volume sets. So we look at a law encyclopedia not as a primary source of law, but as a secondary source of law. The information that you find in law encyclopedias and dictionaries can be persuasive in a court of law, but they're not primary sources. And that's a distinction that this author has drawn numerous times throughout this text. So they resemble an encyclopedia in that they are multi-volume sets which contain articulate narrative statements of the law and citations to cases that are located in the footnotes. And so as we've shared time and time again, when we move from the dictionaries to the encyclopedias, one of the reasons we go there is not just to get the overview. Yes, that's valuable. But we also go there looking for names. We go there looking for dates. But more importantly, in a good set of encyclopedias, we're looking for the footnotes and the bibliographical material, because it leads us then into the authors. And it's the authors that can provide us just absolute treasure troves of understanding and even cases, case law, that we can then build our argument around. Thus, you're not only provided with a descriptive or a summary of an issue, but you're directed to cases as well. Access is gained through the alphabetically arranged indexes, blah, blah, blah. You should also consult the restatement, the third edition, of foreign relations laws of the United States. Now, previously in this section, in this text, they've talked about the restatements, and you need to be aware that they exist. It's capital R, Restatements, Foreign Relations of Law. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So as we're looking into some of these basic texts and sources to find out more information about international law, international conventions, international customs, general principles of law and judicial decisions, we can look into this restatement, the third, Foreign Relations Law of the United States and the Foreign Relations of the United States, and foreign policy decisions and diplomatic activities of the United States. All of this, of course, points to the Council on Foreign Relations. All this, of course, points back over to across the puddle, you know, looks back at England again as well, and all the corollaries that work between them. And if we don't understand the international aspect of all of this, we've missed the boat. We're not thinking globally and acting locally to block it. The American Journal of International Law is another one. Treaties. Once you've gained some background information regarding or relating to your research problem, you need to determine if a treaty governs this issue. It may not be a treaty issue yet. A treaty is a formal agreement, usually written or expressed, between two or more countries. The history of treaty making goes back thousands of years. Some treaties have ended wars, and you ought to look up that, articles of war in your encyclopedias or your browsers, articles of war, very interesting, study that. But the history of treaty making goes back thousands of years. Some treaties have ended wars. You know, we had the American Revolution, and they gave it all back to England and France at the Hall of the Mirrors, the Sun Lord's place there, Versailles. Gave it all back. Some treaties have ended wars. Others have resolved boundary disputes. And still others deal with trade or economic issues. CAFTA, GATT, NAFTA, all that. One type of treaty is referred to as a convention, you know, with rubber chicken and, you know, pedophores and lots of coffee, and usually relates to one single topic for agreement, such as the Geneva Convention relative to the treatment of prisoners of war. Interesting that she included that. I'm glad she did bring that to her listeners' attention. While treaties may have been signed and agreed to by representatives of the countries involved, they are not effective until they are ratified or officially approved by each government. Right? Has Congress or the Senate ratified the Convention on the Laws of the Sea? No. Barry the Usurper has just created a National Ocean Council, so it remains to be ratified. We'll see how much more they can go under the idea of legal positivism, wherein whatever the prince says has the force of law, but they haven't been ratified. So they're not effective until they are ratified. In the United States, treaties are negotiated by the Department of State, the State Department. You think that Barry the Usurper is the highest officer in the land globally, or Hillary and Nod? And are entered into by the president with the advice and consent of the Senate. All of these elements are necessary, and if any of these elements are missing, there may be a problem here. There might be a flaw here. Things may not be as dire as you think. They might still be in the negotiation process. Two-thirds of the United States Senate must approve a treaty. There are, however, types of agreements called executive agreements that can be entered into by the president without Senate approval. Enter the National Ocean Council and Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning. Executive agreements that can be entered into by the president without Senate approval. He didn't ratify or adopt the Convention on the Laws of the Sea. He just gives accession to it. He's looking at it. He sees it. The National Ocean Council looks at it. There is often a great length of time between the date a treaty is signed by the representatives of the country and the date it is formally ratified. In some cases, years have passed between signing and ratification, and it's quite difficult to obtain the text of a treaty during this interim stage. Again, as researchers, we don't know the various variations that could be going back and forth, but between the State Department and someone else, like, you know, Israel and the Palestinians, Gaza, the Hamas, you know, and the Afghanis and the Iraqis. We don't know where we're at in all of this. Is it all over, or are we still in the game? According to the Constitution, and it's interesting because they never say the Constitution for the United States of America, it's always just the Constitution with a capital C in this book, all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. That's why we pay attention here. And the judges in every state shall be bound by thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Thus, treaties are primary law in that they must be followed. We have to be very careful here. Sources for treaty, pre-ratification. During the time between the signing of a treaty and approval by the United States Senate, treaties can be located in a series entitled Senate Executive Documents. You type that into your browser. Senate Executive Documents, capital S, capital E, capital D. Because the United States Senate will hold hearings on a treaty and issue a report much the same way hearings are held and reports are issued for legislation, you can review the report by consulting the Congressional Information Service Index, the CIS, Congressional Information Service Index. Additionally, CCH's Congressional Index contains a table reflecting a status of the treaties pending before the United States Senate. So you look at a whole table of all the ones that are hanging out there that we haven't heard about on Bloomberg yet, but are hanging over our heads like the sword of Damocles. continues post-ratification. We're running out of time here. All treaties and executive agreements to which the United States is a party are published as pamphlets in a set titled Treaties and Other International Acts Series. This is the TIAS. TIAS, Treaties and Other International Acts Series. Since 1950, all the pamphlets published in the TIAS are published in a hardbound volume called The United States Treaties and Other International Agreements. United States Treaties and Other International Agreements. To locate these, use the index, the United States Treaties and Other International Agreements Cumulative Index. In other words, it has a cumulative index. Another collection of treaties is the United Nations Treaties Series, the UNTS, the United Nations Treaty Series. Until 1950, treaties and executive agreements were also published in the United States Statutes at Large, only up until the 1950s. A few well-known treaties are published in Martindale-Hubbell Law Directory. So there's a variety of things that we can do, places that we can access to bring our own knowledge up on what is pending internationally. And I encourage you to look into this. There's more in this particular section. Maybe we'll come back to it. Determining the current status of treaties, interpreting treaties, citation forms, international tribunals, and international organizations. Of course, there's hundreds of international organizations. Hundreds. We just touch on a couple here from time to time. The best known, of course, is the United Nations, established in 1945, located in New York. The United Nations now, this is 1994, has 160 member nations, including its original 51. Other well-known international organizations include the Organization of American States. Have you heard of that one? The Organization of American States. There's also Organization of African Unity, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which is an association of 24 nations in North America, Western Europe, and the Pacific area, and NATO. Lots and lots of other people are deciding for you and I how our life will be, how we're going to secure Earth's bounty and beauty for present and future generations, how we will implement and uphold the Earth Charter, recognizing that the freedom of action of each generation is qualified by the needs of future generations, and transmitting to future generations values, traditions, and institutions that support the long-term flourishing of Earth's human and ecological communities. Building democratic societies that are just, participatory, sustainable, and peaceful. Very, very careful using their memes and floating their words about. Unless you understand them well, don't advance them. We're having enough trouble as it is. Care for the community of life with understanding, compassion, and love. Respecting the earth and life in all of its diversity. The Earth Charter. Welcome to it. It's a brave new world. We'll be back in tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.